And welcome back to another episode of the Follow-Up Podcast. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah. And every week, we have a different conversation about something I want to talk about. And today, we're going to talk about all types of different challenges.
Challenges. It's a good conversation. And then we should say that this week was a little bit more of my idea than your idea, right? I mean, we talked about it, and you said, yeah, I think that's a good one, but you didn't run in and say, Dad, this is what I want to talk about this week, right? Okay. Just want to make sure we're honest.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But we didn't really have a topic until earlier today. Because
there are so many different things that we can talk about.
Yeah.
And we thought that this week would be a good time to talk about challenges, as we've talked about so many different COVID challenges, but now we can talk about some challenges in first grade. We can talk about some physical challenges, some emotional challenges, some
like
mental
challenges of all types, like
right.
I said.
Right, so let's even start with today.
Okay.
Swimming. It's an hour of swimming.
And I just moved on. So it's an hour. It is a very hard class.
Right, and so you did it for the first time 2 weeks ago, and then we were off for a week, and we did it again this week. And after the first time, an hour, you said that it was too long, but you stopped yourself from saying it was too hard.
Because it's hard, but it's not like I can do it. But it's not like I can't do it at all.
So what were you today? I was there with you today, and I was just so proud of how hard you worked. So what were you telling yourself to get through some of those moments of
like
being tired and
very
being so hard?
Tired. So what I thought about was, like, I don't have to lay on my side, or when I'm doing like another stroke where you're like breathe, you just like kick on your belly. I can roll to my back.
Okay.
Or like I can roll to my side, because those are all types of breathing ways you can breathe.
Okay.
When you're swimming. So and they're not tiring at all. Really. Okay. They don't really use any energy out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that, it gives you kind of back energy, and when you're on your back, you're just floating. So you're not really doing anything.
And then you're able to go, all right, burst of energy.
Yeah,
burst of energy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, as you see the clock moving on and you think, oh man, we still have 30 minutes left? How do you get through that?
Like, when I was looking earlier, I was like, oh, we've only done 25 minutes. And I thought we would be at like 30.
Because your other class had been 30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a big difference.
So how'd you get through it?
So I got through it, and I was like, I was thinking that every stroke probably takes about 5 minutes. Like, because there's six kids, and it's like every 10 seconds you're like going back and forth. Then sometimes it's two times.
Hmm.
So it takes about 10 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
And I was actually right. I looked at the clock. And I think it was actually one time back and forth, but it took about 5 minutes because of all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It actually went faster after I knew.
So you thought, like, if it's only 5 minutes, we only have six strokes left, something like that. Is that what you're thinking about?
No, but I was thinking, okay, so counting down the clock every time. Okay. It's 30 now. It's 35.
Okay.
Like 45.
Mm-hmm.
40, 45.
And that helped.
Like it.
Yeah, you can just put certain things in your mind.
Yeah.
What about challenges? Because challenges come in all different forms.
Right.
So this is a physical challenge, a little bit of a mental challenge to get through some things. How do you deal with challenges in school? Like, and again, I don't want to mention any names, but maybe challenges on the playground. I remember going through those when I was in first grade and in elementary school. How do you get through those?
Pass out and like.
How did I do it?
No, but like how so when you're saying that, like playing challenges like with your
With your friends, like if you know, trying to come to a compromise, or someone is being mean, or someone's doing something that you don't want to be doing because you don't think it's the right thing. Like how do you deal with that stuff? It's a different type of challenge, but it's
I'll
something
start
to deal
with. Like if they're not doing the right thing, I'm like, can we just do this now? Like trying to just like not saying that it's not right,
mm-hmm.
but just like saying let's do something else.
Oh, so you try to
get
them away from doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but not saying, hey,
also,
that's not the right thing to do.
If I don't want you to do that, and like in both ways combining it like
mm-hmm.
that, I'm like, let's just do that.
Okay.
Or like if I don't want to do it with them, maybe like why don't we play this for a little and then we can play that for a little. That doesn't really happen because I feel like all my friends like the same thing. But if that rarely happens, I usually say that.
Mm-hmm. And try to compromise that
Yeah.
one. Yeah. And what about challenges in the classroom? Because you've got... You've got new kids now, so you went from 12 to 20. And how do you deal with just so many different voices and opinions and personalities and some kids not doing the right thing? How do you deal with that challenge of staying focused?
It's, like, fine. Like, it's very distracting if someone's not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, active, let's say.
Yeah.
But, and, what was I gonna say? And, when you're calling out, when that happens, like, a lot, like, sometimes it's, like, a few voices at once, and as Leah says, it clogs her ears, she can't hear.
Oh, yeah, I understand it,
like,
yeah.
When I can't really hear anybody. Like,
right, because if everybody's talking at the same time, then you can't hear anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, blah, 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 blah.
So how do you handle that?
I handle it as just, like, kind of looking at the main speaker of who was talking first, or looking at Miss Leah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, there are a lot of different ways to handle different challenges, and challenges arise at different times throughout your life. Like every day, you're gonna face some sort of challenge, but you might
Maybe.
Not know
right.
at the time that
that's
oh, this is a challenge, right? Just something to deal with.
Right, like tell me some of the challenges that you might have had on the playground, like you.
Oh, when I was in elementary school. Yeah. Yeah, so some of those challenges were, say, with, like, just physical challenges of playing
Sports.
Basketball against kids who were a lot bigger than I was, or faster than I was. Or there's challenges of, I never really liked it. When we used to play basketball and football, sometimes we would just say, all right, these five are on this team, these five are on that team, but sometimes you say, all right, these are the two captains, pick teams. And I never really liked it at the time, but I never said anything, and looking back, I feel like I should have, but you never want someone to feel left out. You never want someone to feel like, oh, I was the last pick. Like, no one really wanted me on their team, no one picked me, so I'm the last pick. So that means I'm the last one here, so I'm just going to be on that team. So I always felt like if for that, and I never felt that. I never, that wasn't me,
yeah.
But I always felt in my head, like, how can we eliminate that? And I guess just at the time, it just wasn't mature enough to figure it out.
Like, was it you, or was it sometimes other people? Mostly.
It was other people. It was never me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was a captain, I never liked being in that position where I was choosing, like, this person or that person because I thought that person was better than the other person because
you
want to win.
Like,
and
like choosing, like, some of your friends.
Friends, yeah. And you try sometimes.
Or people you know, or maybe you don't know, but, like, maybe they're new or something.
Right, and I do remember, I don't remember his name, but I do remember choosing someone who had been, like, the last pick the day before. It sticks out of my head, like, in third grade. And then the next day choosing them first, because I do remember feeling badly about it.
Were you the one who chose them last?
Mm-mm, I wasn't a captain that day.
Oh.
But it's those things that you do realize, not so much in the time, but as you get older, that is it really that important to win the game at recess? Or is it more important to have some fun and make sure that everyone feels good about it?
Yeah.
Right? It's better that way. Yeah, and then as you get older, you have different challenges. Like mom and I have challenges as husband and wife. Like you get over and you have to figure out life-wise. There are challenges with things as simple as like a schedule or parenting. Yeah, there's all sorts of challenges.
And it's like, even if you're like the last pick, like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe you like happen to play really good and like have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it doesn't matter if you're the last pick mostly, but if you had fun and maybe played well that game, it's like...
Right, but you just hope that...
Surprising or something.
Which would be great. Yeah, which would be
but
great.
You just hope you're there, really.
Right, because then you have that feeling, like, wow, nobody wanted me on their team, I'm the last one to
right.
be picked. So as you get older, you start to think about those types of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you try, like, the... Yeah, you know, I know there's a lot of... elementary school drama that you deal with, maybe, or that we dealt with. We just always want you to know that, and I hope you do feel comfortable, and you can tell me if you don't, that you can tell us, anything, that we're not going to judge you on how you handled the situation. We're just going to tell you, okay, here's how we would suggest handling the situation. So you can always come to us with questions and let us know what, just be honest with us. That's all, just be honest.
And what happened that day?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what happened? What was
right.
it? Like, describe it.
Yeah, right. And right, if you're facing like challenges like last week in swimming, we talked about it. Look how much better today was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff works. All right, I love you.
I love you so much.
Thanks, bud.
Welcome.